This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
Boy, welcome back to the Mark Cox Morning Show. I'm Ryan Recker, filling in for the next hour. And then I got to tell you, I'm back on Wednesday. I'm back on Friday. As long as I still got the invite, I'm really excited to do that. Love working with you, Kim.
Well, Carl and I will discuss if we'd like to extend the invitation to you on Wednesday. If we're going to have a powwow after the show.
You know who we have tomorrow?
Heidi Harris on 97.1 FM Talk.
But we do love working with you, Ryan.
Oh, thank you. We'll get back to you on that one, is what you're basically saying.
We'll have a powwow and decide if we feel as though you're worthy.
I love Heidi Harris, too, by the way. We fill in on a couple of different radio stations at different times. And for her in Las Vegas, that's an early morning for her.
Yeah, but she'll text us when we think she should be sleeping.
When she's not filling in, she'll be texting us when it's like 3 a.m. her time.
I love Heidi Harris. We were just texting last week about something. She is something else. So I got to tell you that there's so much going on in the world today that I'm actually refreshed when there's stories like Gene Hackman's will, because it gives me something else to think about other than all the serious world events happening at the single time. And Carl, you brought this up earlier. Gene Hackman did not mention his kids in his will that he put together like 20 years ago or something like that.
2005.
30 years ago.
2005. Yeah, his children are not. The will dated June 7th, 2005, notes unambiguously, "I give my entire estate to Betsy."
Right. And I've heard and have talked to experts that work on estates and wills. If you specifically want to leave someone out, you have to specifically name them. As in, I give everything to Betsy except for my son who gets $100 and this other person gets $100. Because then if you specifically name them, then they know there was not an intention to exclude them. In this case, we don't think there's any exemption, but
they are mentioned in the will.
Oh, they are now.
They are mentioned.
Ooh.
Christopher, Elizabeth, and Leslie and their ages are all identified in the will, but his wife was the sole successor to his trust and estate.
What do they get, like his aunt farm or something, or his socks?
Probably personal items.
Yeah, socks from the movie Hoosiers.
Any leftover toilet paper we still have at my home, you can have that, please. You know, it would be nice, leave some eggs to people. If you have eggs in your fridge, my gosh, you might as well give people that, a couple dozen, and that is worth a lot of money these days.
Not to be morbid, but by the time they found the couple, the eggs were already bad, probably. Like, it took a while.
They said the dog was, like, mummified partially because the dog died of, like, dehydration and starvation because it was locked in a kennel. And the whole story is just really
terrible.
Sad and disturbing, and I don't know.
Yeah, he had all kinds of issues, and just everything, the way it played out, just sad. All right, we'll keep an eye on that because the wills, they are publicly posted after a person's death. You can go see that. It's registered in a way. So it's just the drama of this all is just something else. Considering, he wasn't really in the public life. He retired from acting, stayed quiet. That's the way to do it. Well, I don't know why more radio people, you know, radio people, they want to work until they're 90, which I don't understand. I just want to enjoy myself after a certain time. Gene Hackman did it. That's the way you should do it. Mm-hmm. Live a private life, enjoy the rest of your life. Unfortunately, it sounds like, and from what I can understand, the wife may have put a little bit of a wedge between herself and the kids, and they
not
weren't
good.
Really checking in. And maybe that's one of the reasons why they weren't communicating and no one checked in on them. It's just, it's sad the way it played out. All right. Carl, let's do the short list.
The Mark Cox short list.
44%, you say right direction. That's up since November. And if that doesn't seem like a lot, the last time it cracked 40%, you got to go back to 2012.
It's been a long time since the approval rating of the direction of this country was as high as it is right now. And it may not seem good at 44% because you're like, oh, okay, there's more that disapprove than approve. But they're saying the last time it was this high was 2004, January of 2004. That's a long time ago. So it goes to show you that I think even CNN tried to spin this as a bad thing, and then they, you know, broke it down to me. And then when you put it into perspective, you realize that there's a lot of people that do have confidence in this president.
For 30 or 40 years, we have allowed countries to treat us unfairly in global trade, much of it during the Cold War, because we wanted them to be rich and prosperous because they were our allies in the Cold War.
And it goes back to, and that's Marco Rubio on Meet the Press, but part of this is, or Face the Nation, excuse me. Part of this is that in China, looked at as a developing country still, is kind of a ridiculous standpoint. All things considered, we give a lot of courtesies to some of these countries, and the United States is the one that ends up taking the brunt of those courtesies. That, I understandably, needs to end.
It took Reagan about 14 months to really correct course. And then, by the, as you recall, once he got those policies in place, the economy exploded.
I think that if you look at what Jimmy Carter did and what Reagan took over versus Joe Biden and what Donald Trump took over, I would rather be sitting where we are today than where we were after a Carter administration, honestly. So I understand it's the 14 months versus how long that Secretary Bessent believes is going to happen. He said 6 months, roughly, he thinks he can turn it around. I think there is a chance of that.
I raised my boys to be young men. That American male... yeah. Masculinity is something I think is very important for boys.
Captain America says that is important for boys. Masculinity. That's a good one. We had a comment in the video feed that said that's his way of making good for another stupid comment he made. So I guess there's other things that actor who plays Captain America, Anthony Mackie, mentioned something about Captain America doesn't necessarily have to be America. I can't remember the exact
quote. Was it that he hated America? I don't
know. They want to expand the definition of America, so it's not just Americans.
The idea of it is, you know, kind of what they're leaning on. Real quick story, because I know we have a guest this hour, and if you are just trying to wake up and get some coffee in, this will wake you up. Jesse Jane Duff will. Did you see the story about the Christian women's basketball team in Canada and their triumphant comeback? This is fantastic, Kim. I think you'll love it. If you remember correctly, there was a women's basketball team in Canada who did not want to compete against transgender competitors. They said, number one, it's unfair. Number two, the biological differences are staggering, so we're not going to participate in this. They were criticized, sanctioned, and even the Canadian Collegiate Athletic Association came out and said that, you know, we're not going to let you host tournaments if you're going to take this stance. It's looked as hateful. So even though they forfeited a game, they were still in the tournament, and against all odds, they went all the way to the finals. And they won the championship.
I did see that and I love it. That is the ultimate... win, you know, when you have gone through so much adversity and you've been probably hated on by so many people for the decision that you made, and to come back and you don't have to use words and be cursing at people and all these things. You go out there and you show them with your action, which is that you totally destroyed the other teams and won the tournament.
Yes.
Good for them.
I tell you that the motivation for them to win, that's the stuff you want to bottle. That's the stuff that you want to, it's like, if you could get that same sort of feeling to motivate yourself, you can do anything in the world with that. And those women rose to the occasion and won. And what a story that is. I'm so proud of them. So this is it was Columbia Bible College was the one that decided, hey, you know, this isn't really good, right? The play against transgender athletes, number one, we're a Bible college. And number two, there is a fairness issue. So they decide to sit out a game as opposed to play through it. And they ended up forfeiting, got sanctions, and then make it all the way to the end. I'm waiting for the movie on this one, but it's not going to happen from Hollywood.
That would be
it's
going to
have
movie.
To be. It's going to be one of those Christian-based movie studios,
mm-hmm.
like the guys.
Angel Studios.
Angel Studios,
yep.
Or what's the one? Is that the one in Georgia where they do all those different movies, like
Sound of
Forged
Freedom,
Forged in Iron, and Fireproof, and there's a whole line of movies that the guys down there will do out of that church. I wonder if that's next, but they could use a good sports movie, and that does it for me. All right, Jesse Jane Duff's going to join us after the break, and I got to tell you that. Seriously, if you haven't had your coffee, you're going to be sipping it and you're going to think, what did they put in this coffee? Even though it is St. Patrick's Day and anything could be in there. What I'm telling you is that she is like eight shots of espresso at once. So looking forward to speaking with Jesse after the break. I'm Ryan Recker filling in on 97.1 FM Talk.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code SHAVE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code SHAVE. Enjoy!
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person!
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
I thought Metallica did a remake of this song, too. Is that right, Carl?
Yes.
We could play that next.
Don't ruin songs with Metallica covers, please.
She likes this one, though.
Not if Metallica sang it.
This is the Coors.
The Whores, Leave Me Breathless song.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know that song. It's pop culture. So this is more Kim's style of music. I see.
Yes.
I didn't realize
that. But also,
that was
it's not just the, it's just not the
it's not
type
screaming.
Of music. It's also the age of the music.
Gotcha.
You know who leaves us breathless, Ryan?
I know exactly who leaves us breathless. Jesse.
I am hard, but I am fair.
Good morning, motivator.
From now on, you will speak only when spoken to.
Take the hill. We got a long week.
Ambassador for America First Policy Institute, campaign executive director, Veterans for Trump, Jesse Jane Duff. Hello to you this morning.
Whoa, good morning. You know, you cannot start off with that kind of girly music before I come on. That was just like, I almost was ad nauseum, ready to vomit over here. It felt like I was listening to the Go-Go's or Belinda Carlisle from, you know, the 80s. We got the beat, everybody.
Oh, no.
Or Cyndi Lauper, or but, my God.
Jesse Jane, would you
give
rather...
me some hard motivation, take the hill music.
You
come
want
on,
some Metallica?
People. Oh, look, I don't need Metallica either, but this, hello, we love you, the world is beautiful. Oh, my goodness. I'm a Marine Corps gunnery sergeant. Bring some testosterone to the table, please. Like this whole, you know,
wow.
I love my life, and we're going to plant flowers. Oh, my
Carl,
God.
Do you hear that?
Jeez. I felt yes. like, I mean, I need to go put on a pink dress and run through a field with my hair blowing in the wind.
Oh, there you go.
There we go. Yeah, yeah. Let's bring it on. This is like warrior music. There we go. You guys got it. There you go.
All right, we figured now it we out go. Now.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know?
Jesse.
Yes.
I know we only have so much time, but all right, I wanted to ask you about something while we get a chance, because you know how they say AI is going to take everyone's jobs and
yeah.
artificial intelligence is going to just ruin everything for everyone. I would argue that AI was running the White House the last 2 years with this auto pen and Joe Biden.
Gosh. Yeah, we had the original AI president. My goodness. He couldn't complete a coherent sentence. So, you know, every image that we have was artificially basically planted by the stooges in the White House, who decided that they were going to make sure that they pardoned every criminal under the planet. And, hey, I do hope that this sticks with President Trump, because this will be a first in history where somebody's coming out and saying, you did not knowingly authorize any of these pardons. Who did? And I appreciate the challenge. Bring it on, you know, because, you know, the American people deserve to know the answers about what the cognitive decline by Joe Biden really was. We all know that the Wall Street Journal put out an article probably about a month before he left the White House on the severity of this cognitive decline, while the media, not you guys, of course, but the regular mainstream media slept through it. And the rest of us who kept saying something's wrong here were being rebutted left and right, including his own vice president, saying he is the most sharpest he's ever been. And oh, but it was so sharp, she had to replace him on the ticket without a single vote.
All lies about that over and over again. And I mean, considering the batting average of truthfulness in the Biden administration, they would have been kicked out of the big leagues. I mean, we're talking like 0.00% truth. But part of this problem that I think from the very beginning, and I remember back when he was running for president, and you can absolutely see his decline even back then. And anyone that dared question it was looked at as worse than a conspiracy theorist. I mean, you were probably doing it because you were racist, because you don't like his running mate. That's the kind of stuff they would throw at you. And look at what happened in his decline over the years, became more and more evident, and finally became accepted after he was already announcing he wasn't running again. It's ridiculous.
It was horrible that, knowing what our country went through these last 4 years, there has to be some level of accountability to this, because, you know, we're lucky it didn't get worse. I mean, it was pretty bad. The economy was severely impacted by it. Now they're talking about a recession. I'm sorry, we were going through a recession. When you look at the economic decline by the economic numbers, the quarterly numbers on the growth of the economy, we really were already on either either verge or in recession. But no, the media kept pumping it up. Not only that, the White House kept pumping up their jobs numbers, and they had to reverse half of them right around the election time because they found out that they were fraudulent numbers. They were increasing federal jobs mm-hmm. to cushion the impact on the private sector. In fact, 80,000 jobs were added to the VA, the Veterans Administration, alone in 4 years. We did not need 80,000 more jobs in the VA. You've got to run the department more efficially. And now that Doug Collins is saying we're going to cut them, they're trying to say they don't like veterans. That is nonsense. It's the second largest bureaucracy next to the DOD.
Yep. Jesse Jane Duff, it was a pleasure. We got to run. We'll talk to you soon.
All right. Take the hill. Run through those flowers, guys. I mean, I appreciate your manhood today.
Oh, boy, what a time to be a sports fan. Let's check in with Tom Ackerman.
A great sports mind like Tom Ackerman.
Baseball's really not a hard sport.
It is Anchorman, not Anchorlady.
It's like powered by coffee this morning.
Sports, sponsored by McDonald's. Reminding you to round up your total for Ronald McDonald House Charities on your next order.
Good morning, Tom.
Good morning, Ryan. What's up, buddy?
Well, March Madness college basketball tournament is really one of the greatest sports traditions out there, isn't it?
It is great. I mean, there's no question. It's even better when you have your team involved in it. But even so, they just do such a great job with it. You know, I could tell you that the regular season of college basketball is awesome. There's nothing like playing in your own venue, and you see some of these historic venues and the crowds and the student section. It's great, great basketball. I've always preferred college basketball over NBA. I think just the excitement, the pageantry, the mistakes that are made out there, like it's not perfect, but they all, you know, give their all, and there's so much emotion and all of that stuff. But in the NCAA tournament, it's how good can you be under the spotlight. There are no home court advantages for the most part. You just are on a neutral floor, and let's see how good you are. And a lot of times, those really good teams that don't have the protection of playing in their own arena have to go out on the road, and they play these smaller schools, and they get beat. And that's what makes it special, is you get some of those teams that'll sneak in there. I think it's awesome. I cannot wait for this thing to start.
Yeah, you really get the opportunity for 10 upsets a day. That's what it seems like, which makes things exciting. If you're just watching it to see what happens, or you just enjoy the competition and you really don't know much about any of these programs. Do you have a prediction, a winner that you're going to be filling out on your bracket this year?
I haven't filled it out yet, but I've already kind of taken a look to see who I like. I think out in the East, I'm kind of leaning Alabama, but I think I'm going to go, this will surprise people, but the team that's hot is usually who I go with, and I think Wisconsin is playing out of their mind right now. I mean, they have an incredible offense. They're very, very disciplined, and I think they could be a problem for Alabama. They are the 3 seed in the East. In the South, these would be Final Four teams that I'm kind of playing with, but I'm probably going to write down. In the South, I can't deny Auburn. They're the number one team. And what kind of is exciting if I'm an Auburn fan is that they've not been good going into the tournament. That usually means they'll have a bit of an axe to grind. They've lost 3 of 4 going into the tournament. I think they will be completely focused, and I feel sorry for anyone who's going to get in their way here early. In the West, Florida's the number one seed, but I have my eye on the number 2, St. John's. St. John's, with Rick Pitino, one of the greatest to ever do it, is playing at an unbelievable level. If you play St. John's, you better be ready for 40 minutes of relentless front court and back court defense. They play the full court on you, and I think they're going to be a problem for anyone that gets in their way. And then in the Midwest, that one's a little tougher. And I think there are 5 or 6 teams that could make a run in that group that are very, very good. I think Houston, the number 1 seed, would be an easy pick, but I don't think they're going to come out of that. And so, you know, just at first glance here, I think even Illinois could be, because Illinois is a 6, but they're unpredictable. And when they are good, they're great. Like they'll demolish anybody in their path. I'm tempted to pick Illinois as a surprise. And the reason being is that it's the Midwest region. So if they can squeeze through 2 rounds and get to the Sweet 16, they're going to have a massive fan base there waiting for him. I think they got a really good draw. So I guess I'll just go out right now and just say Illinois. I may circle back to that. But Houston, Tennessee, Kentucky, let's see, who's the four? Purdue, five is Clemson.
Well, and SIUE is playing Houston for like right out of the gate. I think that game is Thursday. So, I mean, I love a good upset. I'm not holding my breath on SIUE beating Houston, but how cool of an upset would that be?
It would be great. I mean, they're going to get killed.
I know.
That's okay. No. I mean, it's all right because, I mean, SIUE has had a great run to this point. Mm-hmm. I'm really excited. You know, it's kind of a funny little quirk of that game is it's the Cougars against the Cougars.
Houston Cougars and
SIUE Cougars. But, you know, SIUE has gotten this far. It's happened before. I mean, my friend Nate Dixon was on the staff of UMBC, and I was texting with him before the game when they played Virginia. They were a 16 seed against the one, and they beat them. They were the first 16 to ever beat a one.
Wow.
It can happen, but I don't see it here. Houston is like a nightmare. I mean, they have a very, very good coach in Kelvin Sampson, and they just sort of physically pound you. I think that they're too tough of a matchup for SIUE. If it was a team that maybe played a little looser than them, I might see it, but not here.
Yep. Can I say, too, in the NHL, one of the big things I've seen in recent years is just how competitive that last two spots for the playoffs have been in both conferences for that wild card. It's an, you know, the idea of a wild card is strange growing up. You know, they never really had that in the NHL. So it's, to me, it's at least a modern thing. So to see the competition of people fighting for those last couple of spots, it makes it so exciting down the stretch. And the Blues have a chance here. And they really, after a win like yesterday, given some hope.
The Blues over the last 12 games are playing like the best team in hockey. And they took a bad loss at Pittsburgh. That's a game they should have won. But now that's because I expect them to win every game. I mean, the way that they play, they scored 7 goals last night. I mean, the Jordan Kyrou had a hat trick the other night. I mean, this team is scary if they get in because they have a goaltender who knows how to give them a run. They need to stay healthy, obviously. But I like the Blues team a lot. Great win last night, 7-2 over Anaheim. And, you know, they're tied for a wild card spot at the moment with Vancouver. There's a lot of hockey left to go, but that also means that they could push their way through there. And, boy, do they need it. I mean, this is too good of a franchise, too good of a hockey town to be out of the playoffs. I did not expect them to be a Stanley Cup contender this year, but I thought they could kind of get in there as a wild card, and I think that's still true.
And I know you're down in Florida. How do the Cardinals look so far?
You know, they look like the same team as last year, to be honest, and I know that's not going to excite a lot of people, but they have many of the same names. One of the things that I wish they would do is let some of these young guys make the team, like Victor Scott making center field, I think would be exciting for fans. Scott is an exciting player. He steals bases. He is a good. He's hit like crazy down here. He's a good fielder. The problem is he's not as good of a fielder as Michael Ciani, and he's not as – I think the team is more comfortable with Michael Ciani. I think the team is more comfortable with Steven Matz, you know, in their rotation because it's a known commodity, even though he's gotten hurt a lot. If it were me, I would go the opposite. If you're ever going to take a gamble, why not do it right now? You said you're trying to build for the future. Let's see Michael McGreevy make this rotation. Let's see Matthew Liberatore make this rotation. Both guys have pitched like crazy down here and looked awesome. But I think the Cardinals will probably be more conservative to start, and then you'll see those players later. It's not a bad Cardinals team by any means. It's not a great Cardinals team. It's just a team that is sort of where they were last year. I hope that they surprise. I think opening day tickets are starting to sell a lot better. I've seen a major uptick for March 27th. I think people let it sneak up on them a little bit. We're 10 days away. So that should be a good crowd. I'm just talking about after that. They need to have a really good April, I think, to get people through the turnstiles.
All right, let's see a Tom Ackerman in that rotation. Thanks for joining us live this morning. I know with the demand of spring training and all the other work you do, I got to tell you, just being able to spend a couple minutes here, it's always a nice thing to start the week. Thank you so much.
Well, buddy, I appreciate that. And Kim, let me tell you, your Missouri Tigers got a bad draw. Drake is going to be tough to beat, but we'll see.
I'm hoping.
You know, if they,
I just we've gotten knocked out in the first round before, and it's just sad. So I'm hoping we can at least beat Drake. But I like Drake, so I guess I'd be happy with either.
Yeah, you know, I feel the same way, although I grew up a Tiger fan. I did credential myself for the Final Four just in case Missouri gets there. I think that would be an amazing story, but they have a tough road in front of them. Thank you so much, guys.
Tom Ackerman, KMOX Sports Director. Thank you. And lots of sports action. A lot of people are going to be watching the tournament. It's hard to turn around these brackets so quick. Like I'm going to get, I'm sure, the email today at work. Oh, fill out the brackets for the fun league that we have in. I don't even know what the winner gets. They might get a gift certificate to McDonald's or something, but still, it's
here's your
it's
$5.
Work. Yes,
something off the dollar menu.
Well, it starts tomorrow.
Well, because you have the first four tomorrow and Wednesday, and then round one starts. The first round is Thursday.
Yeah.
All of the first round.
And so first four, so Texas Xavier plays Wednesday, that matchup, and that's going to determine who Illinois plays, sixth seed Illinois. So these first four games, I mean, yeah, it's you really have to get on the bracket really today.
Yeah, and I want to say in the past I remember having a couple days. I don't remember this one-day turnaround stuff. Like, this seems new to me.
Well, they used to play the first four. Well, first they never had the first four, and then they used to play them all on Wednesday, and now they've spread them out. So now there's basketball every day.
That's right. We have one more segment left. I'm Ryan Ranker filling in for the Mark Cox Morning Show, 97.1 FM Talk. I know this song. Carl, who is this?
This is the Celtic Women.
Are they playing with Lindsey Stirling?
Probably.
We had to get a Celtic Women in for Kim.
I was going to play The Galway Girl by Steve Earle, which is a fantastic Irish song, or I was going to play The Pogues, but nope. Here's a Christmas song.
Does this make you happy?
St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah. Let's turn this up a little bit. Yeah. Going to give KZK a run for their money. We're starting Christmas music early.
We start here at March 17th.
St. Patrick's Day.
Around the clock, Christmas music.
Oh. You started November, we started March.
Our ratings soar for one day, and then people get sick of it. You know there are all people probably still listening to Christmas music.
Yeah, right. I mean, sure. The people that are listening, if they're drunk, they're listening to this, and they're loving it on St. Patrick's Day.
I love this song. Let's go. It started at 6 a.m., pre-gaming for the parade. You know who you are.
Yeah, Kim, what's going on in New York right now? The crazy stories that continue to come out of New York. The first story is the man that got set on fire in Times Square. Poor guy, horrifying. I think he was just there, and some maniac came up and set him on fire.
Who does that?
Footage showed the torch man standing on the sidewalk, shirtless, and huddled by a blue blanket. And the photo's there, and it shows him in the EMS. And it shows him before he gets into EMS as he was covered up with his clothes burnt off. And there's just the severe burns on his body, his face is just terrible.
Well, they're saying the attacker and the victim may know each other. There was some sort of an altercation or some sort. They had some sort of a conversation before the incident at a food cart. So I don't know if there was yelling or something. Yeah. I assume. I don't think you just light somebody on fire.
It said the victim ducked into a local club. When he came out, the suspect is believed to have grabbed something off a food cart and used its contents as an accelerant to set him on fire. Ugh. Victim ran about 100 feet on fire before someone ran up and doused him with the powder from a fire extinguisher. Craziness. And then the other viral video in New York is the dude sitting there and he is prepping a rat to eat. On the street? Have you seen that one?
Nope.
I thought, I'm pretty good, Kim, at sniffing out viral videos that are like pre-staged in order to just get people's reactions. Mm-hmm. I do not believe this is a fake video. I believe this is legitimately capturing what happened on the streets of New York, where a man dressed up in a winter jacket, a cap, sitting there with Crocs on, is on the steps of, you know, just maybe like a two-step into a business or like a corner business. And the person is commentating as they're watching, like, what is this guy doing with the rat? And it looks like he was like dressing the rat, just like butchering it. And the next thing you know, he looks at something and puts it in his mouth. And they're like, he is eating this thing.
He didn't cook it?
No.
Okay. Well, clearly you have mental illness.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, are food prices that bad? Inflation is so high from Biden that we have to eat rats?
According to the New York Post, the man ate this meal March 1st. The video began spreading on social media over the weekend. And the commentators that are recording this are exactly as horrified as you would imagine. And I got to tell you, what in the world is going on in New York right now?
Bon appetit.
Kim, hopefully you give me the thumbs up to work again with you on Wednesday. I'm looking forward to it. This is the Mark Cox Morning Show, 97.1 FM Talk.
Get more at 97.1talk.com.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism, so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at omicid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show Early Wedge on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. 5 times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.